100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're pleased to have with us here 844 on KVUE Monday morning via the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line, Beacon for Hope Executive Director, Melissa Owen.
Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing all right. We got you. How are you feeling?
Yes. I'm feeling great, yes.
Good. Well, we were trying to get Melissa a couple of times before we had Celebrities in Disguise 3 here this past weekend. Unfortunately, Melissa came down with the COVID crud, which has been starting to circulate again around. So that's why we're asking kind of how things were feeling at this point in time, and especially given the fact that it was a really fun weekend once again for Celebrities in Disguise.
Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. We had a great crowd come out. I think this is probably the best showmanship we've had on stage too. People seem really relaxed and really got the crowd into it, so it was just an amazing time.
It was a lot of fun, as always, over at Celebrities in Disguise, and getting a chance to partner here with Emporia High School's GSA. Folks may not realize that Celebrities in Disguise is kind of a split fundraiser now between Beacon and another organization. So you mentioned here about the connections right now between Emporia High and the GSA group, and kind of obviously a worthy group, but one that the folks may not realize those connections need to be in place.
Absolutely. We want to try to support as many different groups and organizations as we can, and we really have a strong focus on youth. And so when the opportunity came up to partner with GSA on this fun event, of course we want to support them in what they're trying to do in the school and outside of the school.
Well, this launches a really huge period here for Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention, and with good reason, this being Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and you have two massive activities coming up this weekend.
We do. So on Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, we are rebooting our Hope Links Us Together Suicide Prevention Walk at Soden's Grove this year from 10 to 2. We're very excited to be able to bring it back. We haven't been able to hold a walk since 2019. So we kind of are really anticipating, hopefully, a lot of individuals that have never participated in our walk before to come. We have over 50 people that have already pre-registered for our walk, so we're very excited about that. And it's just going to be an amazing morning and afternoon of hope and healing.
Yeah, what a great venue, too, down in Soden's Grove. Well, you won't only be walking, but you'll have plenty of stuff happening down at Soden's Grove, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. This year we have a lived experience speaker who will talk about her own struggles with mental health and how she's doing now. We always have our healing activities for individuals to express words of encouragement to those who struggle and for those who have lost a loved one too soon. We also have great kids zone for kiddos to do some fun activities in. We'll have food trucks down there. Sir Toma is going to have the train running for us.
Great.
So it's just going to be a great day.
Do you need to register ahead of schedule here, Melissa? And is there a cost attached if you do?
It's free registration. We just want to kind of get a feel for how many people will attend. You can pre-register off of our Facebook page or at eventbrite.com, or you can register the day of. You can walk up and register.
Yeah, great event. Okay. Hope Links Us Together Suicide Prevention Walk, Soden's Grove, 10 until 2 this coming Saturday. All kinds of stuff for the entire family. And then later on Saturday evening, Melissa, Stronger Than the Storm premiere. Tell us exactly what Stronger Than the Storm is.
Stronger Than the Storm is a docuseries that we've been working on for about 4 to 5 months now. It is a story of local community members sharing their own trials, triumphs, challenges, and victories with their own mental health that they've experienced in their lives. It's very intimate stories, very positive stories, very inspiring, showing of resilience and courage. It is a free showing down at the Granada Theater starting at 6 o'clock. We encourage that community members pre-register so we know how many are going to be there. It's just an opportunity to bring our community together and talk candidly about suicide prevention and mental health. After the showing, we will have a panel of 5 of the participants.
We almost made it through with Melissa. Almost got it done.
You want me to give her a holler back here in a second if we see if we can finish this out? Because, I mean, this is such a worthy effort here. I can go ahead and give her a call.
I know that they've been working very hard. She said about 4 to 6 months, and 10 individuals are stepping up to really share some insight. And it really gets personal about their stories, illustrating, you know, the impact of suicide while promoting mental health awareness in our community. So that's a free event. and open to the public. Starts at 6 p.m. Saturday evening, goes until 8 at the Emporia Granada Theater. It's a panel of documentaries and really an intimate discussion there.
Yep, and we've got Melissa back on.
Okay, let's see. We're not letting you go that easy, Melissa.
About that.
We were going so well. Okay, if you wouldn't mind, Melissa, loop back here again. We're talking about the Stronger Than the Storm documentary series that's 6 o'clock Friday or Saturday over at the Granada Theater. And you know, just flesh this out a little bit more for us here, kind of not only what's going to be taking place, but really how this whole docuseries unfolded.
Sure. Actually, it was just a conversation that Tegan Trahoon and I had. He kind of said in passing about a year ago, hey, we should think about doing a docuseries sometime. And so I thought about it for a while, and then at the beginning of the year really had the idea of I would really love an opportunity for community members to tell their stories in a candid manner that we could really loop in our community to come in and watch and then have a one-on-one conversation with these individuals. So back in April, we got the ball rolling on connecting with Kenny Rodriguez, our videographer, and he's really been amazing on board, 100% donating his time and his talent and just asking community members who were eager to tell their stories. And what's really fun about it, I feel like, is it's the first time that each individual that you will see has never told their story before. So it's their first time being able to hopefully connect with somebody in the audience and to be able to share, support and hope.
You know, Melissa, we can talk a little bit more about the other activities that are coming up, but I really wanted to ask you here about what you're seeing as far as trends go with people needing, needing the services that you provide and you can connect people to, and, you know, whether we're finally maybe starting to see some sort of trends towards, you know, it's okay to talk about and we're starting to see maybe fewer suicide attempts or suicide ideations or whether, you know, this is... You know, we're meeting needs, but there's still a long way to go.
I think that we're kind of in the middle there. There's still a long way to go. We are definitely seeing more outreach, which is fantastic. More people are contacting us for resources that they can have in their business or their organization. And more people are asking for the formal training that we provide as well as to ways they can intervene if they see someone that they work with, a loved one, community member that might need help. And educating them about the resources that are available, not only here locally in Emporia and our surrounding area, but also nationally, those resources that you can contact 24/7. So at each of our events, you will also see Headquarters Inc., which is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, the 988 number, out of Lawrence. They were there at Celebrities in Disguise. You'll see them again at the walk. You can have a one-on-one conversation about the services and the calls that they're taking there for us. We know that Lyon County has had an uptick in the number of calls going into the 988, which is great. We want to see that. We want to see them utilizing that number. So I think the stigma is starting to wave a little bit, that especially young adults, youth, and, you know, college students are wanting to have the conversation about it more and are inviting us in. I have two presentations at Emporia State tomorrow. To get the conversation going in a couple of classes. So I think we're really heading toward that. You know, we understand that since the pandemic that there is a huge increase in people who are struggling with getting back into, quote unquote, whatever normal is now, and that they need the extra help and support, and that, you know, our mental health system is overrun. So there are other resources that can be utilized as well.
Yeah, I think you touched on a point. They just, I think, recently released some numbers from 988, not only countrywide, but even statewide, and those numbers have been pretty large. So obviously,
yes.
988 has proven to be so far effective, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's great. It's easy for people to remember, and I think people are less intimidated to call because you don't have to be the one in crisis to call the number if you're worried about a friend, if you're just feeling overwhelmed. You don't have to have suicidal ideation to utilize 988. It's just a resource to help, you know, in those stressful situations that we all get into, you know, during our daily lives and such, and that people are really using it a lot more, and that's what it's intended for.
Outstanding. All right, Melissa, before everything falls apart again. Oh, remind us about the schedule for Saturday.
Okay, schedule for Saturday is Soden's Grove at 10 a.m. is our Hope Links Us Together walk from 10 to 2, And then that evening, join us down at the Emporia Granada Theater at 6 p.m. We will have our preview of our docuseries, Stronger Than the Storm, with a live panel afterwards.
Outstanding. Melissa, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for the work that you do, and let us know how we can continue to help out.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Melissa Owen. Beacon for Hope, Suicide Prevention.
Extremely busy.
Two big events this weekend.
Yeah, and more coming later, and we'll actually have Melissa on before the month is out to talk about those other activities coming up in October and November. Want to let you know, too, that we do have a couple of Newsmaker 2 spots that are going to be opening up here later this week. We have one following the ESU Buzz on Thursday, also one that's coming up on Friday around 8:25. So if you want one of those, let us know, 620-342-1400.
All right, I've got one of those taken. So.
Oh, okay.
One of them.
Okay, that's all right.
KVOE Live and Local, 855, 65 degrees. Good morning.
Be sure to secure your tickets now for the annual ESU Music Gala Benefit Concert featuring Latin.